This is a retarded podcast. We gonna talk about what happened over the weekend.
So, you all know how I got these scars. We'll get to that later.
Yes.
So, it's one nice hot afternoon on a Sunday morning.
Yep.
And we decide to go to Caleb Smith's pool.
We went to the pool.
But what had happened was... This old lady, right? This old white lady. Let's get to the base. Mm. We were beating the shit out of Gabe Smith, Caleb's brother.
Yeah. Facts. Okay, so basically, they were beating him up because he was acting retarded and, like, slapping everybody. And he was like...
And then, see what happened. This old lady thought that he was drowning, but he was only faking it, so...
She was like, hey! That's not funny. We got a six-year-old with us.
And the six-year-old looked fine. The six-year-old wasn't crying like no bitch.
Yeah, seriously. Like, the six-year-old was fine. She was, like, freaking out.
For real. It was just them that was freaking out.
Yeah. It was literally just her. And, like, her, I think it was her wife. She was like, and, like, we threw a football.
That was probably your daughter. It was probably Mother's Day.
Yeah. Yeah, her daughter was like, yo, can y'all please stop acting stupid? We're like, okay, yeah, we understand. She's like, okay, yeah, y'all.
But then the old bitch kept yelling at us for no damn reason.
She's like, hey, do y'all live here?
Exactly.
They don't live there, but I do.
And then she asked us who's an adult. We all pointed at Caleb with this man fucking pubes on his face.
Shut up. I'm like 14. I'm not even 18.
Yeah. So we called him like 19 or 18 or something.
I'm not even those ages.
We got kicked out of the pool, right? But then we came back for Caleb.
Yeah. And my mom was like...
No. Before that. Okay, so we came back for Caleb because Caleb looked kind of sad. We came back, and then we saw the manager there, right? She started asking a lot of questions. And then when we asked questions, it turns out that we were right. You are allowed to be there as long as someone on the investment of the house or apartment or place that you are staying in is resurrected nearby. See, as you were told, everybody knows this, but we didn't, and she didn't, obviously. So she told us to leave. We left. We came back. We were right. She got mad. She left right after that. Then Caleb's mom.
My mama said... She ain't gonna let y'all talk like that. She gonna talk to y'all like that. She said, I'm coming down the stairs. She said, she was like, what happened?
Exactly. She started questioning all of us. She said, come over here. She said, what's up, bitches? I said, what's up? She said, what the fuck happened at that motherfucking pool? I said, this bitch be telling us to leave and shit. I said, I'm gonna beat the fuck up out that bitch. Just kidding. No, I didn't. I ain't about that. I served my motherfucking nickel. I ain't going back. Okay?
Yes, sir.
And then what happened was she got mad, so she started walking to the damn pool, right? But Gabe, the ugly ass, the one that did everything, he stayed his ass home playing video games and eat some damn chips or some shit like that. Preach, Lawson, preach.
Yes, sir.
As I was going, she walked up in that bitch, and then the dude was still there, the manager, Chris. I don't know his last name. Nigga name is Chris. His first name is Chris, and middle name Chris, and last name Chris. Okay? He was still there.
Yes, sir.
And then Caleb's madre.
Yes.
Question.
No, boo. You ain't gonna let my that little girl talk to my kid like that. I'm gonna whoop her owls, man. Okay? I ain't on the game, man. All right? What go on?
Oh, God.
She said, what go on? Chris said, they could be here. It probably fine that they could be here. Okay?
Oh, God, like, Caleb's mama really about to bust a bitch ass. Like, we were on that bullshit when I tell you we were on that bullshit. Like, I swear to God, there was about to be an old people fight. They're not that old, but they're, like, mid-40. No, that old bitch was, like, 92 or some shit. But Caleb's mama was, like, 40. Caleb's mama, like, 40. She about to kill a bitch. I swear to God. Like, shit ain't even funny no more. Yeah. Bitch came over here, start talking all that shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so we was at the pool the same day we made that.
And so what had happened was, right, we was at the pool. There was this girl. We're not going to call her nobody, but we're going to call her Princess Rose. Okay, we're going to call her Princess Rose. And she motherfucker liked me. And I don't like her because I don't even like her like that. And she like in sixth grade or something like that. I don't know. But, however, comma.
I'm in eighth grade.
Yeah, I'm in eighth grade, right? I can't go to jail. I can't get no service. I ain't want no child porn. But then later that day, she gonna hit me on the gram of Instas. It's gonna be like, talking about some, you looked, yeah, she talking about some, my dad beats me, my mom don't like me. She gonna be talking about all that shit, right? But then I get home, right?
Right.
The bitch texts me.
I don't got
her Instagram is like willy nilly or some shit like that, nigga.
Like,
but then, right? What happened was, yes. Shut the fuck up, bitch. Period. Okay, let me get back to my motherfucking story before I drag one of y'all bitches. Okay, so all y'all can say is period in the background every 5 seconds. You guys gotta count.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so this girl gonna find my Instagram because one of y'all period. Negroes told somebody.
Period.
One of y'all Negroes told somebody. It was out of this one dude. We gonna call him the chipmunk.
Period.
You get it? And then there's another dude. Yeah. We gonna call him a wrestler. Right? But then she found my Instagram. She started talking all this stuff. And then I didn't want to talk to her. So then she was on some bullshit.
Period.
And then she gonna be all like,
"Hey, nigga, you got a nice little ass, nigga. Give me your ass, nigga. Nigga, you see me looking at you, nigga. Give me your ass, nigga." Yeah.
And then I got scared. I got scared. Like, she started sending me some booty pictures. Bitch got her titties all up on the damn window and shit.
Small pussy.
I swear to God, she stuck a pencil up that pussy.
Period.
She put a pencil up that pussy, I swear to God. That shit been stretched out.
Saggy boobs.
Them bitches going one direction, other bitches going the other. I swear to God. Them bitches look like a couple after they broke up.
Her stomach.
I don't got like her stomach said cinnamon rolls. Okay, I'm about to tell y'all. Bitch start sending me news. She said send me a dick pic. I said I ain't got no dick to send to you, bitch. She said that you do. You got a dick, bitch. I said, bitch, what dick? Okay, hold on. She said, let me suck that fat dick. I said, no, bitch. Hold on. And then what had happened was.
Period.
What had happened was, I ended up blocking her. Okay. I ended up telling her I don't want no. I said I want no part of that coochie. I want no part of them dyslexic titties. Okay. I want no part of your back strength head ass.
You don't want no back.
Your ass look like you got scoliosis.
Scoliosis.
I'm about to tell y'all when you tell me.
Period.
But hold on, I'm not done yet. So I blocked this bitch. Oh. And now I can't go back to my big boy pool.
Okay.
And that shit mad. So whenever I go over there, I know that bitch gonna be there because she lived there.
Gonna be there.
Now I gotta tell a bitch that I'm gay and I like dick just to get away from her dick, goddamn.
Get away from the dick.
I stay with the dick. Wait. Hold on. Oh, shit. Yeah.